Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP at 618. So sun early, rain later, high of 52 today. So science has gotten to the point where there was a meeting in San Antonio, Texas, and they're now talking about that men can have wombs implanted.
That's dumb.
So that because men have space for the wombs in their organ cavity, and men, therefore, can birth children.
Okay.
Now, we're not there yet.
Oh.
But we're really close.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah. This guy, Richard Paulson, says that
so like, are you now telling
it could happen
me,
tomorrow. We're so close.
So now are you telling me that if I got hard up for some cash, I could rent out my womb and make some money? Like I could be a surrogate?
Oh, like if you got one, transplanted it to you.
Right.
Then you could rent it out.
You would have to have
a C-section because obviously there's nowhere else for it to go.
Well, they're doing it, right? I'm just looking to see what the angle is. Why else would I do this? Who's doing it?
I think the place they're going to go next is they have, of course, had womb transplants in women who need a new womb. Those work. So now the next step is putting wombs in transgender women. So women who used to be guys now became women. Now they're going to transplant wombs in the transgender woman. After that, the next step is putting it into men.
How about after that? We pull the plug, or at least press the stop button. Bink, stop. Stop right there. You got it. Used to be a dude, wants to be a woman, wants to feel everything there is to be a woman, wants to, you know, grow a child in there. Okay, mission accomplished. Well, stop.
I guess for two guys who are a couple, if one of them wants to have the womb transplant, then they
but
have,
you gotta have a,
that way they can have the C-section child. Because you can't have, you know, you don't have a
can I or can I or, not rent out my womb space.
I guess if you have a womb, you could.
But I don't have a womb.
Surrogate.
No guy has a womb.
You're right.
Maybe you're not explaining this well enough.
You'd have to have a womb transplanted because you want to have, say, a child on your own.
Yeah, but then how does it get? Like, how does the womb has to come with a baby already inside for it to be inside of a dude?
Correct.
Okay.
But you can grow the baby inside here because there's room in your cavity for a womb.
Right. So I just want to know if I can make some money. That's all.
I think you could.
Because from what I hear, they get like 30, 40,000 a clip to do this.
For surrogate moms, right?
Yeah.
And if there's not enough of them around, maybe you could carry
for 30,
a baby
40
around for
grand?
Somebody else.
Why not? I mean, I'll deal with stretch marks for 40 grand. Right?
I didn't even think of that. Oh, we get stretch marks.
Is there any
I'm
of us in
this
room that wouldn't deal with some stretch marks for 40 grand?
There's guys who already have stretch marks who don't even have a womb in 40 grand.
Honestly.
So why wouldn't you?
You know what I'm saying?
Isn't it crazy?
We've officially hit rock bottom.
You could actually do that.
In case you're wondering.
They can move your organs, and there's room for a womb,
right.
Which I find. The organs must be completely painful, though. Think about that. Anybody has minor surgery, if they move stuff, you're sore when you're done. Imagine what this is like with a baby growing and moving the organs constantly.
Listen.
I don't love this idea.
You've gotten kicked in the nuts, right? Can't hurt much more than that. You survived.
For 9 months.
For 40 grand?
For 9 months? I don't think so.
50 grand.
It doesn't sound
what
like the best idea.
What are we talking about? We've hit rock bottom. Can we move on?
It's science,
what do you
bro.
Think? Yeah, okay.
She blinded me.
Yeah. We got the blood vessels. They say it'll work. I don't know how the
Ted's cringing.
Hormones are going to
work.
Science.
What did that peak at on the charts, Ted?
I think that was the top 10 for sure.
Number 3.
Boom, number 3. Let's see. We'll check it out here.
Thomas
quick.
Dolby.
Bam, 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 bam. Pew, new, new.
1982. It got to, on the U.S. Billboard top tracks, it got to number 6 on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100, number 5.
Did he have a womb implanted in his belly?
I do not believe he did. There you go.
This is so 1982.
All right, go ahead, Ted.
Ted's gut is good. He said top 10. Good job, Ted. 622. Seven.
Science.
Accident now.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP. It's 626. Well, if you're just waking up, here's a headline for you. They're saying we're not far away at all from guys being able to have womb implants, where you get a womb and it's put in with your other organs, and then a guy can carry a fertilized egg around and have a baby by C-section. We are not far away from that at all, they say. This guy's got questions. Good morning, BAB. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you said when two guys, maybe one of them want to have the womb implanted, I'm thinking one of those guys is going to drop a couple of his kids in a cup, and then they're going to mix them around in a dish, and then they're going to put his own kid back in him?
Yeah.
That just scares me. Scary.
Well, I don't know if it would go. That's a good question. If the same guy who fertilized the egg could also carry the baby, that's a good question.
You know what the problem is? They go into these science classrooms in college, and the professors say, there are no bad ideas. That's not true. There are.
This is one of them.
This
is a bad idea.
This is one of them.
Politically correct. Because
we were created this way by whoever did it for a reason.
Right.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Just, that's the problem. Just stop.
And then where are they going to steal the blood supply in the guy's abdomen? To supply blood to a womb.
See, you already know too much.
You're asking too many questions.
They said the blood vessels will work out. That's all they said.
I think they're banking.
That's my problem. I ask too many questions. I always get in trouble.
Me too.
Thanks.
Later, buddy.
And they say we're really close with this, but it's hard for us to even conceptualize.
I don't necessarily feel bad for my children. Mm-hmm. I feel bad for my children's children. Because this nonsense is going to be like a daily part of life.
That's right.
Do you know what I'm saying?
And it will be nonsense.
You know, it's gonna. You know what? It's gonna be like having like an ingrown toenail removed. You know what I'm saying? Like nothing to it. You just go and you get it done.
They won't even think twice about it.
She's gonna be like, "Yeah, I don't want to carry this baby. This one, I did the first one. This one's on you." And some poor schmuck is gonna go have a baby put in.
All right,
right.
628 102.3 WBAB.
Last night, a little dancer came dancing to my door.
102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP is 6:32. If you just woke up, the story we're talking about is how science is very, like, really close to guys being able to have wombs implanted into their organs area. We have room for it, and then we could then grow a baby and then have a C-section. This is where we are. It's like moments away, they say. East End Jeremy has a question. Good morning, East End. Go ahead.
That's all good if a man wants to have a baby, but that thing literally has to come out of his ass in more ways than one.
No. Jeremy.
Dope. Yes.
You can't be.
You're not thinking. There doesn't have to be a canal. It's just C-section.
For a second there, I was about to say, you can't be that dumb. And then I remembered,
I'm saying, that's the pain. Women go through a lot of pain and agony for childbirth, and that's why it's so great. Why doesn't the man? The man just get the free womb and it cuts out of his gut?
You know why?
Come out of your ass, push it out like a real woman would, and, you know, that's the joy of birth.
I'm going to tell you why. Because God likes us better.
This is true.
He likes us better. He understands the full power he gave women when he gave them the vagina and made it feel the way it feels.
Yep.
He just likes us better.
So they got nothing else.
Right. That's what they got.
We're just very, very fortunate. We got a lot of other conveniences. So, yeah, that's where science is going. Next, transgender women will be able to get the womb implanted. And right after that, you and me, just guys who would like to have a child. It's 102.3 WBAB. Roger and JP. 102.3 WBAB, Long Island's only classic rock. Roger and JP, it's 6:38. Sun early, rain later, high of 52. Well, the story says science is really close. Guys will be able to have womb transplants, where a womb is actually put in with your other organs. We have room for it, and the blood vessels apparently will feed it and take care of it so that you can take a fertilized egg and have it in a womb that's implanted, and then you can birth the child through C-section.
Goodness gracious!
It is beyond where our brains go. But
even Susan Wolman's up in arms.
So I'm sure she is. We could take maybe bed rest, maybe an upside. Guys would be like, hey, listen, I get 3 months. I could have some bed rest. Maybe that's an upside. But I don't think a lot of upsides.
Would they give it to us?
Maybe.
You know, they give it to...
If you're birthing a child.
This dude, aren't you? When's your child due? You're having a boy, right?
January 5th, yeah.
How long are you taking?
I'm going to take 6 months.
No. You are not.
No, how long are you taking?
As everybody knows, you know, the benefits have changed where, like, Ted... You know, he can take, as the father, can take time.
You can take
paid, Ted, right?
Incredible, yeah.
No, not paid.
Yeah.
Paid? 12 weeks?
Yeah, I think it's, I don't know if it's 12, I think it's 8 for men.
Paid?
8 weeks max, or
something
huh?
like that. It's some wow. insane number.
Paid? So you could drink like the Hennepin on the couch?
For 2 months.
Pretty good, right?
He may never come back.
It's pretty good.
I should get my vasectomy undone.
You know? Just have a kid so it can have 2 months off.
Do you have to prove it?
I don't know.
No, you don't get 8 or 12 weeks paid.
It's some insane. I thought they number. Just had. I think you file. I think it's more you than file you think. Disability. Like I know, like Monica didn't get her full pay there. She filed disability, and then we got a different check.
So you'll go out for three. You'll go out for like 3 quarters.
3 quarters. Yep. Bro, I'll be on point. John Tyler Bay will be in here, ready to rock,
no, and you'll be out for 2 months because your wife is having a baby.
And then I'll see you guys just when you guys get back after Labor Day. I'll see you guys.
That's it, huh?
You know?
All right, so there it is. No, Ted's going to be gone for a while.
What are you taking, a week or 2 weeks?
2 weeks, yeah.
You're going to take 2 weeks?
That's what I took last time, yeah.
Pussy. I didn't even take 2 days. You still would have got.
Yeah.
You get out at 10 o'clock.
How bad going to be?
You get out at 10 o'clock.
Yeah, but I got to be up. I got to be up all night with the baby.
Oh, come on. No, you're not.
Absolutely.
Especially not in the first 2 weeks. You know your wife is going to have an A game on.
She'll be good.
Come on, man.
She'll be good.
So so you're taking 2 weeks. The unspoken thing is you come back to work for how long, and then when will you take like another week or two?
Well, I'll come back a day, and then I'll take another 2 weeks.
Well, you probably have to burn through your vacation days first, right? Yeah. Listen.
And then, then take another 2.
You are the only one on this show that can actually be home by 10 o'clock. You're the right. only one. Why do you feel the need to take 2 weeks off when you could be home? Home?
You know, there's a big difference between being here and being at home when you got to do other things. You know, there's a big difference, you know, when you got things to do.
With an infant, I guess.
I know, because you can't get them done after 9 o'clock. You know, most people start their day at 9 o'clock.
Yeah, but not when you've been up since, you know, 4:30.
Since what? You're the only one who comes in here after me. And I'm coming in here.
Get up early?
And I'm coming in here on 2 wheels.
All right. So expect Ted to be missing for a couple of weeks or a couple of months. We're not sure yet.
Maybe somewhere around. Maybe I'll take a year.
Oh, we'll have you replaced by then.
Actually, you know, if you replace me, then I can sue.
I think you thought of all the angles. It's 6:41. Here's Ted.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.